Good morning, citizens of Exville. It's Troy at Sundance Books and Music here with another healthy dose of fresh new tunes. We have album number 12 from the Bodines. It's called I Can't Stop. Now, their leader, Kurt Newman, he is now the sole original member of this band. But this is one of the flagship groups of what folks call Americana music. And he does a very, very good job of maintaining this long-standing reputation that the Bodines have cultivated low these many years. It's their new album called I Can't Stop. There's also a great new record by this group from Ontario, Canada, called The Great Lake Swimmers. The record is called Forest of Arms, and it's full of really nice, gentle, folky sort of tunes that have to do, you know, with relationships and environmental issues. And even to give this record a little bit of atmosphere, it was recorded in unusual locales all over the place, including caves. Wow, very cool. The Great Lake Swimmers with Forest of Arms. Maybe you need a little shot in the arm of some alt rock. Well, 6 years after their last studio album, Built to Spill has come out with a record called Untethered Moon. And Built to Spill, if you're not familiar with them, they do a real good job of blending alt rock with some super killer extended guitar workouts. In fact, they have a live album where they do a 20-minute version of Neil Young and Crazy Horse's Cortez the Killer, and a very fine job of it they do. So you might want to check out this record if you like some really good guitar playing. It's Built to Spill with Untethered Moon. Now, the big release this week is the second sophomore album by the Alabama Shakes called Sound and Color. Their first record was a huge smash. Singer Brittany Howard, with her gutsy and soulful vocals, leading the group through their heavy soul-infused blues rock. On this new record, Sound and Color, they kind of widen their palette a little bit, trying some different things. One track even has a sort of psychedelic vibe to it. Great new music by the Alabama Shakes. I also wanted to take this opportunity to thank everybody who attended Record Store Day this past Saturday. It was our most successful Record Store Day by far, but we still have a few cool items left over that you might want to check out. Among them, several split records where they have the original tune by somebody with a new cover tune by somebody else. For example, you get Junior Kimbrough's original Meet Me in the City, and then the flip side of the 45 are the Black Keys doing that same tune. Very cool stuff. Another similar thing to that is a 10-inch of Terraplane Blues written by one of the original blues men, Robert Johnson, covered on the other side by Steve Earle. Super cool stuff. There's also an extended play live item by the John Butler Group called Ocean. Really cool stuff. And then there's a download that you can also use to watch some of this on YouTube for the video performance of the same stuff. If you're familiar with the John Butler Trio, you're in for some really good guitar playing. Also, there's a colored vinyl of Syd Barrett, the original Pink Floyd kingpin who flaked out before they recorded Dark Side of the Moon doing his Dark Globe. And then on the flip side, you get REM doing the same tune. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Come on down and check out our store to see a whole lot more. On the corner of Sierra and California, this has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Blurb.